You're listening to the Move to Millions Minute on the Move to Millions podcast with Dr. Darnell Jervy Harmon. Are you ready for Move to Millions Live 2024? Well, registration is now open. It is going down May 22nd through the 24th, just outside of Washington, D.C. You have to be there if you have millions on your mind. If you think the book was something, wait until you get into proximity to your next level. The conversations, the clarity, the collaborations, and the community that is going to get you to and beyond the $1 million mark is waiting for you now. Go grab your seat at movetomillionsevent.com. This Move to Millions Minute is powered by the Make Millions Move Summit. It's actually happening today. So if you hurry, you can still get your free seat or upgrade to VIP to join me to learn the internal and external paradigm shifts that are necessary for you to make money faster, regardless of what's going on in the economy. Go right now to movetomillionsmasterclass.com and secure your seat. We start at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Welcome back to another Move to Millions Minute. I am your host, Dr. Darnell Jervy Harmon, and it brings me so much joy to come into however you listen to me every single week, twice a week. And these Move to Millions Minutes are designed to be a quick dose of inspiration to keep you moving forward to your $1 million milestone. This week's affirmation is out of our Move to Millions affirmation deck. You could get your very own deck at movetomillionsmerch.com. And while you're there, pick up a copy of the book, pick up our perpetual calendar, get all the things you need to keep yourself surrounded by a recognition that today's affirmation is one you want to live by. Affirm with me, I did not come from millions, but millions will unequivocally come from me. Let me repeat that. I did not come from millions, but millions will unequivocally come from me. If you did happen to come from millions, then here's how I want you to affirm this week's affirmation. Because I came from millions, I have an obligation to ensure that millions comes from me. Here's the thing. When I was a little girl, I remember looking at the chaos around me. I was born in the projects, the Riverside Projects in Wilmington, Delaware. And then we moved to the South Bridge Projects. And during that time, probably the last thing I should have ever been thinking was about being rich. But I wanted to be rich. I knew I was going to be rich. I didn't know how it was going to happen. I didn't know when it was going to happen. But I knew that because I did not come from millions, millions were going to come from me before I ever spoke it out loud. I just knew it. There was a knowing in my body. Now, I learned several years later that the reason why that knowing was present is because I learned that I have an anointing for money on my life. And because I have this sixth sense, this divine gift of understanding money, how to monetize anything, it has been such a source of inspiration for me as I continue to walk into my birthright and recognize that I am a millionaire. I'm actually a multimillionaire worth eight figures. And I am going to create a legacy of financial literacy and wealth that can be passed down. You know me. I believe that legacy is financial. Sure, go ahead, pass down those recipes if you want. They need to know how to make that macaroni and cheese and that sweet potato pie. But I want you to also pass down something that they can fold and the knowledge of how to multiply it, because money was created to move. And it moves at all times. It only stops moving when we humans do things to make it stop. It's always moving. And once you understand the principles of money and how to get them to move, everything begins to change for you. That's actually honestly why I want you to join us today for the Make Millions Move Summit, because I want you to make sure that you understand the principles of how to make money's move so that you can continue to affirm over your life. I did not come from millions, but millions will unequivocally come from me. Or because I came from millions, I have an obligation to ensure that millions come from me. No matter which it is for you, The bottom line is that millions should come from you. Here are three journal prompts for you this week. When I become a millionaire, my biggest goal in making millions and allowing millions to come from me is, and number three, the reason why it is important that millions come from me is so that I want you to journal and noodle on those three prompts this week or create your own to really affirm over your life. I didn't come from millions, but millions will unequivocally come from me. Or because I came from millions, I have an obligation to make sure millions come from me. I'll see you guys next time. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Move to Millions Minute on the Move to Millions podcast with Dr. Darnielle Jervey-Harmon. If you enjoyed this quick episode, do yourself a favor. Subscribe, rate, and review so that you never miss a minute of anything that we have for you on your own Move to Millions. And until we meet again, remember, millions are your birthright, and to access them, you need only move.